What's up, everyone? Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today we're diving headfirst into a mind-blowing concept that can absolutely transform your life. Finding freedom in this very moment. Now, before you go thinking freedom, isn't that just about not having responsibilities or deadlines? Stick with me for a second because I'm talking about a deeper kind of freedom, the freedom from the shackles of worry, anxiety, and regret. Ever felt like your mind is constantly racing, bouncing between past mistakes and future fears? You know that feeling when you're so caught up in what could happen or what already happened that you miss out on the beauty of right now? Well, guess what? That's exactly where we can find our liberation. It all boils down to being present. And no, I'm not talking about some mystical, lotus position kind of presence. I'm talking about consciously choosing to focus your energy and attention on this exact moment right here, right now. So how do we actually do that? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can help you unlock this freedom. 1. Become aware. The first step is awareness. Recognize when your mind starts drifting to the past or future. Notice those thoughts like their clouds passing by, observe them without judgment, and gently guide your attention back to the present. It's like training a puppy, it takes consistency and patience, but you'll get there. 2. Engage your senses. This is where things get really cool. Start paying attention to the details around you. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? Really savor those sensory experiences. Think about that warm cup of coffee you just had, feel the heat in your hands, notice the aroma filling your senses, and taste the rich flavor on your tongue. It's a simple act, but it brings you back to the here and now. 3. Practice mindfulness. There are tons of great mindfulness techniques out there, from meditation apps to guided breathing exercises. Find something that resonates with you and make it a part of your daily routine. Even just 5 minutes can make a world of difference in calming your mind and bringing you into the present moment. 4. Ditch the multitasking myth. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to do more, be more, achieve more, but guess what? True focus comes from doing one thing at a time, wholeheartedly. When you're fully present in what you're doing, whether it's washing dishes or having a conversation, you experience a sense of deep satisfaction and accomplishment that multitasking just can't deliver. 5. Embrace the imperfect. Remember, being present isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen. It's about accepting things as they are, including our own imperfections. There will be times when your mind wanders, and that's okay. Just gently guide it back to the present moment. Think about a time when you were completely absorbed in an activity, maybe playing a game, lost in a good book, or even just having a deep conversation with someone. You probably felt a sense of flow, of being fully engaged and free from worries and distractions, right? That's what it feels like to be truly present. Now, imagine you're at a concert. The music is pumping, the crowd is buzzing, and you're feeling that energy all around you. But instead of just letting yourself get swept away, you start noticing the details. The way the light dances on the stage, the subtle movements of the musicians, the smiles on people's faces. You're fully present in that moment, absorbing every single sensation. That's freedom, the freedom to experience life with all your senses, without judgment or distraction. So how can you bring this sense of presence into your everyday life? Start by setting aside a few minutes each day for mindful meditation or simply focusing on your breath. Pay attention to the little things, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your food, the sound of laughter. And when your mind starts to wander, gently guide it back to the present moment. Remember, you don't need a special occasion to experience this freedom. It's available to you right now, in this very instant. That's what we talked about today, finding that unshakable sense of freedom by embracing the power of the present moment. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with me, drop a comment, send me a message, or tag me on social media. And most importantly, keep practicing. Remember, every small step you take towards being more present brings you closer to that state of true freedom. Until next time, stay balanced, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.